Ugandans vote in an election on Friday expected to hand President Yoweri Museveni a fourth term in office, but which has been marred by allegations of corruption and fraud. Opposition frontrunner Kizza Besigye, who has twice tried and failed to beat Museveni at the ballot box, has called for an Egypt-style uprising if the poll is deemed rigged, and plans to release his own tally of results alongside the official vote count. The bishops of East Africa's third largest economy have called for calm ahead of the vote, underlying the national motto, "For God and for Country," and noting that violence is in no one's best interest. Ugandan native Jean-Baptiste Tumuseme is a journalist with Vatican Radio's Africa section. He says a divided opposition will likely hand Museveni victory and explains why an uprising similar to those taking place north of the Sahara is unlikely in Uganda.
It's very, very unlikely that there will be a change of regime because the opposition as an opposition is very much divided, and among them they failed to present a credible candidate. So with such fragmentation, the person who has been powerful 25 years, that is Yoweri Museveni, stands better chances of winning this election. And also because he has the financial means, he has been able to reach almost all the districts of the country. The opposition, yes, may have been able to reach all the districts of the country, but they have not fielded candidates in all the constituencies. So the financial resources and also the lack of reference of what the opposition has actually done in the past. Yoweri Museveni as a candidate can always rely on what his government has done in the last 25 years. This is a long time. So the opposition as an opposition, very, very unlikely that they will win the presidential election. Now, the opposition in Uganda is not very, very strong, but it is there. The opposition is there, and I think the opposition is hoping so much that something like the situation in North Africa could take place in Uganda. But then I think the factors are a little bit different because, first of all, Uganda, most Ugandans live in villages. And in villages in Uganda, there is no internet, so you cannot, social networking cannot be accessed. In towns, yes, there might be some kind of demonstrations, but they might not affect life in the villages.